You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
And the lead paint tastes like lead paint baddies.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word Story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and then you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, JD picked the topic of life in the sewers, and we got a whole bunch of people heading for the big splashy icky. Cool. To find out who goes first this week, we have to see who won last week and won the great prizes. Okay, so who won the prize, the big prize, for weekly challenge number 100? That's Steven the Nuclear Man. Congratulations, Steve. Was that your first story? Rookie effort and then boom? Wow. That's cool. So everyone congratulate Steve. And I'll mention second, third, and fourth places. Second was Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. Third was a tie between Eva Moon and Kimi. So congratulations, everyone, and I'll get with you all on the prizes. And here is Steven's victory story.
I rise from the manhole, from my sewer home. Rain runs down my green skin and the scratches in my shell. It has been 24 years, and I tire easily. My brother's weapons slew many soldiers before they fell. Only I remain. Our enemy is in his home, now just a slumlord with antique armor. He watches our old cartoons and laughs. All anyone remembers are pizza-eating characters, our innocence as youths. The enemy eats his pizza, ignoring the irony. He forgets that our ninja skills surpassed his. Tonight, I will remind him. I draw my swords. Cowabunga.
Cool. Cowabunga. Thank you, Steve. Steven the Nuclear Man. You can check out Steve's stuff. Well, the links are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with the text of all the stories in case you can't understand what the hell anybody is saying. By the way, Steve was so just overjoyed at his victory that he recorded a second story. Now, normally it's just one story, but hey, you know what? Let's open things up. If folks feel like doing two, three, four, five, six, normally I will say just put one in the challenge and then we'll just put them in the during the week in order to make us look like we have, like, thousands of episodes. But, you know what? Let's just put them all in the weekly challenge. Here's another story by Steven, the Nuclear Man.
I'd sent the link to my grandmother, parents, all of those people who like to see what I've written, and then, only then, do I start to listen to the podcast. He dropped the F-bomb before the intro music. I am so glad I mentioned the dirty words. I am going to be in trouble, I'm sure of it. I was going to run away, but I would miss them. Instead, I'll go down. It's warm in winter, and there's never any traffic jams. Once my nose adjusts, I might get used to my exiled life in the sewer.
Oh, come on. It has the explicit tag. And really, what the fuck is wrong with the F-bomb? Thank you, Stephen. And once again, congratulations. I'll be writing all the winners and saying, hey, do you want iTunes? Do you want Amazon.com? Something that I can just type in numbers and send you a freaking gift certificate and the hell with it. Because I don't feel like going to, like, Victoria's Secret and filling out the forms and then getting what... Well, actually, I don't mind the spam. Oh. All right, let's... Now that we got that out of the way, we have what appear to be two rookies. The first one is, let's see if I, oh, how am I going to pronounce it? It's Aini. I'll put the name in the show notes because I can't quite pronounce this. But Aini sent in a story, and let's give this one a shot. Did not record it. Obviously, it must be a robot from another dimension. Life is such a great journey. We learn a lot from living, which helps us deal with different kinds of situations that we face. Living is a wonderful experience. As for me, I love my life. It is amazing and a lot of fun. In life, you can do so many things that you can enjoy or learn from. In my life, I have great things like money, a home, my own room, a soft bed, and a lovely pillow on what I put my sleepy head every night. My life is fabulous. All these gorgeous things around me make my life perfect. However, there is just this big word, but, to all this. This is my life, only when compared to life in the sewer. Cool, Aini. I like that one. Hopefully I dramatically read it appropriately for you. We have one other, what appears to be a rookie. See, I don't listen to these until it's time. So let's see if this is really a rookie or not. This is, looks like Planet Z has a rival. It's Planet X-Ray. Sounds suspicious. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge.
Hello, this is Planet X-Ray, and I want to thank Lawrence for providing a place where we can all share our stories, and my cousin Planet Z for his encouragement to have me share my 100-word story with you. Norton strolled down the tunnel looking for the valve that would drain this section. To think he had spent most of his life in the sewers, and he couldn't find one lousy valve. His mind kept on going back to last night's bowling. It just wasn't the same without Ralph. Oh sure, Lawrence bowled great, but he wasn't Ralph. He was just too stiff and didn't joke around like Ralph did. Plus, Norton was still in shock from when the cops handcuffed Ralph and led him away. Oh sure, Ralph had said it 100 times in the last 20 years, but who would have thought he'd actually do it? Well, he still had his life in the sewers to look forward to. Poor Ralph would be in prison. And Alice? Well, there just wasn't any coming back from the moon.
Oh, yeah. Can't beat the classics, man. Who do you think that was? Thank you, Planet X-Ray. There we go. That's the rookies. Now we look for the gluttons of punishment. Gluttons of punishment. Gluttons for punishment. Can you tell that I'm a little messed up? Spent yesterday not eating. Then they took my blood. Then, of course, I gorged on gefilte fish and horseradish and spelt flour matzah until the point I was groggy with madness and then waking up with a not exactly gefilte hangover, something like that. A Pesach hangover, even worse than a St. Patrick's Day hangover, folks, because this one, you really feel guilty afterwards. Oh, man. All right, let's check out the gluttons for punishment, and the first one up to bat is Guy David of GuyDavid.com, Night Guy, Night Guy Electronica, the 16th, and, of course, Make Something Up. He also does the music for the intro and outro of this show. By the way, I'm going to be messing around a bit during the week. I keep saying that I'm going to be using music from all sorts of SL performers, the ones that do instrumentals and stuff. So you may hear Louis Landon's Peace Revolution in the background here and there. maybe some of Double Down Tandino's mixes. Keep an ear out for it when I finally get off my ass and do it. But I've been listening to that stuff, and I've got ideas for stories from them. You know, you close your eyes and envision, like, pancakes. So here's Guy David, a.k.a. Blue Smoke Hextall, and some of his 16th stuff is going to be appearing as well. So here he is, Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy, and if you want to receive my weekly newsletter, just join the Night Guy group on Facebook. And now on to my story. Most of the time, only the rats and I live here. I say most of the time, since every once in a while, a lonely traveler finds his way here. This is the real underground. Got used to the smell, the crap floating here in the sewer. You'd be surprised what people flush down their toilets. One can find all sorts of strange toys down here for use on hapless, lonesome travelers. The screams can be heard for miles, but there's no one to hear. Would you like to come visit? I'll have a special room ready just for you.
Was Guy David of GuyDavid.com, the night guy. Thank you, Guy David. It was lovely to hear from you. Okay, and let's see what else we have stacked up, ready to roll. It's Chapter 8 from Terry T., the Quiet Time Podcast guy. Not the old Kookcast anymore, but Quiet Time, and he is continuing this space stranded. It's really cool. And if you want to check the previous episodes, you can dig through the old weekly challenges, or you can go to Quiet Time Podcast, and he's got them all up there too, and some good music as well, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? That's how I start. Well, I don't start my day on those. I start my day on, like, old 80s tunes, and then History According to Bob. And then I hop over to Daily Gizwiz, and then a bit of Quiet Time, and then I just jump around. So that lets you know. Everyone that I subscribe to that's on that side list, I listen to. I don't sleep. I don't sleep at all. There's no point. What's the point of sleep? What do you do? What do you do while you sleep? You just, you know, sag. Ugh. Okay, well, here is Terry T., and this is his story.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast, and here's my entry for weekly challenge number 101, Life in the Sewer. It's entitled Stranded, Part 8.
Bizraka strolled slowly along the walkway, deep in thought.
Here she was, working her ass off, keeping them living in the lifestyle they were accustomed to. And what does he do? He gives her that tasteless birthday cake with little meat in it. And she was sure he had used the neighbor's pet as the main ingredient. Why, she even found the toenails from 7 of the beast's feet in the cake, for God's sakes. And just what does he say?
But my lumpy dumpy. I wanted to catch that four-legged beast the Earthling brought with him, but he was just too fast for me.
Too fast for him? Shit! He was just too fucking lazy to get off his ass and leave their comfortable house. Well, that's life in the sewer. It just doesn't get any better than this on Mars.
Shit, that sounds like what goes on here some days. Oh, thank you, Terry. Check out more from Terry T at quiettimepodcast.com. Probably /WP. All the links are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. They're all there in the poll. When people send them to me, I put their names in there, and then I put the links, and hopefully I haven't screwed them up too bad. So there you go. Terry T, Quiet Time Podcast. Next up is the man who I think he won the most weekly challenges in the first 100. The eternal champion, as Michael Moorcock would call him, Ellison. And, well, you can also check his stuff out at ellison1.blogspot.com. But don't go there just yet. Oh, and by the way, I think I've got the feed working again for the stories that he sends in during the week. And there was a question by, was it JD or something? They said, hey, why is my name listed on the side, but there's only one story under there? I do not break the stories out of the Weekly Challenge podcast. They're all together, and then if somebody sends something during the week that's just them, I put that in a separate category in there so that people can see that. And also it's my way of just flagging when it's not my story. The stories that I write are under my stupid story or something like that, or The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln, Mustard Man, Dr. Odd, anything that isn't a normal name. And I like breaking those apart. And the category page is a little broken. I need to get that working. Sorry about that. As if anybody uses it. So if anybody does use it, let me know. I'll put that up on my priority list. But most important, here is Ellison and his story.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 101st Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is Life in the Sewer, and my story is entitled Mariner. I row through the underground, navigating past the Ordure Ocean, the BM Bay, the Sea of Shit. I'm a regular crap mariner, sailing the sewers like Jason and the Coconauts. After all these years, I've gotten used to the reek. Almost. Life was different once. You might remember me. I was the Tidy Bowl Man. With my blazer and jaunty captain's cap, I'd paddle around in toilet tanks, freaking out the housewives. You'd freak too if you found a little dude rowing a boat in your tank. Great gig while it lasted. Lousy, defective flapper valve. I still miss my cap. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Remember, that's a regular crap mariner, as opposed to an irregular crap mariner. Sorry about that. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com for all your Ellison needs. Whew, alright. Let's just look down the list here. Oh my, oh my, oh my. It looks like Anima Zabaleta. Did I get that right? I got that right! Anima has sent in a recording of a story. This is going to be cool. We finally get to hear Anima's voice, or somebody that they picked off the street to represent them, or maybe they just did, you know, the let's see if I can still do it. you get old, you get crazy. Okay, well, here's Anima and her story.
Hello, Lawrence. Amsel Appflower here, also known as Anima Zabaleta. You've done such a fine job on my name. Why are you so hard on yourself? Here's my submission for Challenge 101, My Life in the Sewer, entitled Chud Hunter. After pulling on hip waders, I slurped the last of the tea. Collecting my Browning BAR and a fistful of 338 mag cartridges, I head down the main utilidor. I can tell it's after 8. There's lots of brown trout nudging downstream. Sometimes, I come to see the afternoon surge around 4:30 weekdays. In this sector, trout are pretty quiet on the weekends. Chuds have been spotted to the north. That's where I'm headed. My job is to protect topsiders from becoming lunch, but I do it more for the fun. I hope to bring home a huge trophy mount today. Wish me luck.
Good luck. What am I wishing her good luck for? Thank you, Anima. Why am I so hard on myself about your name? I just am. I don't know. It's either that or put cigarettes out my nipples. And no, I'm not doing that. I am not doing that again. I'm not going down that road. It's a long, downhill, rocky, bumpy toll road. It's a toll road, too. And you have to pay a price. And no, I'm not going that way. Thank you, Anna. All right, let's see who's next. Oh, it's Tom from the Footnote Podcast. Footnote Podcast. Footnote.libsyn.com. Not that there's any... I'm looking through my feeds here. Oh, is there anything there? Footnote.libsyn.com. There's nothing there. Oh, January 4th, 8 things. It hasn't been... Come on, man. Get your mojo back. Let's hope that this story sparks you getting your mojo back. Come on, folks. Everybody, come on. Clap your hands together. Come on, Tinkerbell. Don't die. Come on. We've got to make a sequel. Here we go with Tom.
Tonight's story is a continuation of steampunk laid down by Ellison a couple weeks ago. This chapter is called Out of Time. It was cramped but doable. Easy bake on Maria in Ernesto's lap. Is air always red here? Asked Maria. No, last time it was green, about the consistency of pudding, he said, gazing out at the mists of vermilion. Are we there yet? Laughed Airway. The chronomer didn't get the reference. The mist cleared to reveal a dim, dust-filled room. Something was very wrong. As they stepped into the room, Maria noticed the following scrawled on the wall. Life in the sewer. On the floor was a package from the future, book number 3.
Ooh, another book. I wonder what's in it. Do you think you know what's in it? I don't. I don't know what's in it. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from, well, he's not really posting the footnote.libsyn.com. Where do we go, Tom? We want to hear more from you. Oh, well. Okay. Just got to pull myself together. All right. Next up is Craig from Wash the Bowl, and that's washthebowl.com. And sure enough, there's a new 100-word story there every day, just like some other site that I've heard of. But, you know, this one, his stuff, it is about a minute long, a little more than a minute, as opposed to my, you know, 15-minute extravaganzas, just blithering and ranting and raving, and, oh, by the way, here's a story. But you can check that out, subscribe to it. And I've got on the side bar there, I've taken away my stupid rambling utters, and I put up his, so that you can follow those, subscribe to them, and check them out, and they're well worth it. And here's the story, by the way.
Hi, everyone. It's Craig at washthebowl.com with your daily dose, a new 100-word story. The dog is dead. Cat living in a tree. Me, I'm living in a city sewer. Everything I ever owned or dreamt of owning is out of reach because I'm living in a city sewer, and someone has closed the grate. Neighbors are rats, and they're getting fat, living in the city sewer. We all bob like apples when it rains in the city sewer. The other day Hank drowned living in the city sewer. We all scramble for heat when buses idle over the city sewer. In the summer we all hold our nose living in the city sewer.
Thank you, Craig. Remember, washthebowl.com, a new story every day. Check it out, and if you start getting sick of my stupid stories, check his out. And then you can, you know, when you get sick of his, come back to mine. And then when you get sick of mine, go to his. And then when you get sick of his, come back to mine. You see, it works that way. Next up is not Anima. We already had Anima. Oh. Well. Okay. Brian Baker, Click Martin. Now, I missed him last night. I was checking out Louis Landon, Louis Villare, Luigi Villare, all the freaking names that he goes under. Crazy. Crazy man. Peace revolution is going on in his mind. But in Click's mind, he is clicking. He is firing off on all four cylinders. If he had a fifth cylinder, that one would be firing off too. Maybe eight cylinders. I don't know. You have an eight banger in your head there, man? Just whatever you got. Smooth. And you also check out his gigs. I believe they're 11 o'clock Texas time. And they're at Circe's. God, I can't remember. It starts with an L. Laurel Performance Arts within Second Life. But what's most important is that he's right here. And you can check out his story now.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Baker, known as Click Martin in Second Life, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 101, What Would Life in the Sewer Be Like? The elevator sank quietly into the shaft, his spirits racing ahead of it. As it came to rest at the lobby, his spirits continued into the abyss. The doors slid open silently. He clicked across the sterile marble and glass space and stepped out into the street. It was a cool night, and the grates in the street billowed forth a steady cloud of steam. It made him pause to wonder, what would life in the sewer be like? Could he just fake a really bad accident? Set up some kind of secret lair and become the Phantom of Wall Street?
That was Brian Baker, a.k.a. Click Martin. You can check out more of his works at ka-klick.com. Or you can just go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and click. Or you can k-click. K-click. Click. At least I'm getting Anima's name right. Alrighty, who's up? Who's next? Who's got a few more here? Next up is Shogun. Sojant Hurup from SL Adventures of a Southern. And I say that, Southern. I like saying Southern. SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman.
Hello, this is Sojant Hurup, and this is my entry for 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 101, Life in the Sewer. It's the smell you notice at first, when you first go in, a raw, foul stench that permeates the air. It clings to you, thick and cloying, wrapping around you like a warm blanket. Moist and steaming, it flows around you. So strong, you can taste it. Every nuance, every flavor. After a while, you get used to it. Stay long enough, and you learn to love it. Ah, yes. Close your eyes and inhale deeply. Breathe in that wonderful fragrance. Life in the sewer. My life. My world. It's the life of a sewer rat. And I love it.
Cool. Life of a sewer rat. You know, Pipey was known as the rat. Little rat kitty. You can check out more from Sojant at SL Adventures, Life of a Southern Gentleman. Links in the show notes. By the way, Sojant, you want magnets of it? Here, listen to these. These are the envelope. Two envelopes. One for JD. One for Steven the Nuclear Man. I have them addressed. A round and a rectangular magnet in each. And I am going to walk to the shipping store at some point today. And get these out. There. I'm going to do it. So there you have it. That's the... got two there. And I'm hoping to do more. Because there is no... well, there is a radio show today. But I'm not going in on this one. It's a remote location. So I'm going to take it easy on that. And instead, I need exercise. Because on Saturday, that's my exercise for walking to the studio. It's like a 40-minute walk. So this will be a 40-minute walk. Well, more than that. But if you listen to my udders from last night, my adventures with Metro, trying to get to Kroger and Walgreens and back, and it took me 2 hours, something that I could have walked faster to get there than using the bus here. And that's pathetic. And welcome to Houston. You know, it's sad. But that's what... And they want to build a multi-million dollar rail line, commuter rail, along this route for a route that you can walk faster than doing it. You know, when you've got that kind of thing, and it's so underused. Yeah, put a rail line there. That's just pure freaking genius. Your tax dollars at work. And it's your federal tax dollars at work, too. Because they're going to get... Even though the idiot in charge of all that, he got told by the feds to go pound sand because of his stupid plans. He's eventually going to succeed. He will. It's a matter of time. They love giving away all of your money. So there you go. That's a rant. I actually get political in one of these things. I'm just... At least I got... You know, I got cheated out of all that time. And I got... I cheated myself out of the exercise. And that's the thing that I'm most angry about that. Okay, what the hell was I doing? Oh, yeah, that was about so... let's move on to JD and JD White. He has some stuff up at writing.com. But most of all, and best of all, he's got some stuff right here.
This is Jerry D, and it's Friday night in Oklahoma. That means I have a 100-word story for podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I selected the topic last week. Not quite sure why I did that. But... As usual, keeping it brief, here is an expedition into the dark recesses of my mind. I stand in a dim shaft of fading yellow light. Around my legs, the black stagnant water is disrupted only when I move. Before me, the curved walls of the tunnel quickly fade away into the darkness. The smell no longer turns my stomach. At the edge of my vision, red pinpoints no longer blink out when I scream. Time has lost its meaning here, where the only sound is the scurry of sharp claws on wet stone. For long years I fought its call, until its blasphemy overcame my will. It draws near in the dark. The Cthulhu comes.
JD, I'll just, you know, by the way, Cthulhu, did you know that Cthulhu.com exists? It actually does. And it's Cthulhu for President, 2008, Why Settle for the Lesser Evil? It is sweet. This is the awesome man. By the way, it's done by Jay Lee of the Bald Heretic. He's in town. A year or so ago, he was asking me, like, I've got Cthulhu.com registered. What should I do with it? And I had absolutely no freaking idea what could be done. I thought, you know, hey, Andrew writes stories. Maybe post them there. I don't know. Now he has done a public service with this. And I think I may actually be voting Cthulhu. So you should too. There, I got political again. Vote Cthulhu. Why settle for the lesser of two evils? I got one more story. Okay. One more story, and then this one's by Daphne Abernathy of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, daphneandtamara.com. There's also the Stylecast, and I think that's stylecast.secondstyle.com. And then there's her secret, private. I'm not going to tell you her third podcast. It's secret, private, and really racy. And you know when I say something is racy, you know it's racy. So go ahead and write her and ask her, can you give me the feed of that racy podcast? And she will. But until then, here's her story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at daphneandtamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And here's my submission for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 101, topic, Life in the Sewer. I moved to the sewer after it happened. I wasn't the only one there. Some people went to the subways, but we found the sewer gave us more mobility. They run all over. We were able to get the supplies we needed to live. We've managed to adapt to living down here. We can go to the surface, but only at night. It's only safe at night. The remaining surface dwellers help us out until they get caught. Kids talk about the surface like a priest talks about heaven. You might get to go there someday if you're good and dead.
That was Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the Stylecast, and a secret podcast that I know about and you don't. Okay, maybe I'm just kidding about that last one. Thank you, Daphne, and thank you for putting up with my silliness. Yeah, there's one more story left, and we all know who it's from.
I'm afraid. We've suffered at his hands for all this time, and now there's just one more. Let's be done with it. Planet Z.
Every cell in our bodies is a living thing. Fat cells, muscle cells, nerve cells, and blood cells. The collective that is you may be dead, but these cells will live on for as long as they receive oxygen and nutrients. As I watch the blood drain from your body, run down the gutter and into the sewer, I imagine that your life's journey is not quite over. Life is taking a detour, if only briefly, into the sewer. Bon voyage, life. Pleasant journeys. Oh, and your kidneys, packed on ice, will live on in a very wealthy businessman in Tokyo.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about life in the sewer. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That's right, voting. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week. And the winners, well, anybody, really. I mean, here. Got the envelopes here. Outside the door. Get those mailed. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Refrigerator magnets. I got a few left. I thought I didn't, but they get all over the freaking place. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed at the site. One-click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready, all sorts of other directories, and read the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they were saying. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Good stuff. And Night Guy and all that is back in production. Not that the crazy bus is a thing of the past. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. By the way, Relay for Life. That's a thing within Second Life where, well, you try to walk and cure cancer and something like that. I don't know. I'm supposed to raise money for it, and one of the ways I'd like to raise money for it is taking the entire Planet Z collection and burning a CD out of it. Just call it Planet Z Riffs or something. I don't know. If anybody's interested in that kind of thing, so I don't waste my time, you know, promoting and pimping, it only sells like three. I don't know what kind of price to put on it, how many lemons, how many dollars, how many Zork mids, how many credits. And if folks want to hear other collections or just all of mine, or if anyone wants to submit theirs to the overall collection, I could just say, hey, y'all turned it in, so either way. But really, rights reserved. I don't even bother Creative Commons in this thing, because it's like I'm sure there's stuff that shouldn't be here or whatever. So I don't care. Whatever. It's art. So we've gone 45 minutes today. Sorry about that. But hey, it's a good show. We had a bunch of good stories, and I babbled incoherently. So thank you once again for listening and sending in your stories and voting and having a blast. I'll get with all the prize winners of 100. I'm going to send them a few notes saying, what do you want, Apple, iTunes, Denching Clowns? And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.